اهلا بكل الذين ينضموا للاستماع الى راديو بلدي اول راديو عربي امريكي ويعنى بقضايا العرب في المهجر. برامجنا في راديو بلدي كل يوم جمعه من 8 وحتى 9 صباحا مع ليلى الحسيني في بث حي ومباشر عبر WNZK راديو 690 AM. صباح الخير بلدي, صباح الخير لكل مستمعينا.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern and American simulcast radio show. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning on WNZK 690 AM from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan with Layla Al-Husseini. Our call-in number 248-557-3300. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your host, Layla Al-Husseini. Baladi!
Thank you so much for being with us. The number here is 248-557-3300. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about a variety of different issues. Please give us a call if you have a question or if you have a comment, whether it is in Arabic or in English. In the news today, as you well know, the bickering continues in Washington over what is and what is not, over the Russian connection, over many issues, including DACA. As if you're following the news, DACA is affects 2 million immigrant children who came here as a children, and now they're adults. So they have gone through the schooling and the education. They're productive Americans, they're productive individuals, but they're not being allowed to become citizens, and it is unfair. We hope that, you know, these men and women we sent to Washington to do their job, they will do their job and do the right thing. Larry Nassar has been sentenced, and this monster teacher who abused gymnasts, young children. I just, every time I read that story, I just get so upset. You know, I just can't believe that this went on for years and years and years and years, and nobody really did anything about it or detected or anything like that to see the young faces of these women really speaking against this monster doctor. Luckily, he's going to be behind bars for years and years and years to come, and he will never be out to abuse anybody. There are more news we're going to get to later on, but you know, we're lucky today. We have with us Dr. Huda Amin. She's a clinical social work specialist in Dearborn. And good morning, Dr. Amin.
Good morning, Khalil.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Shukran. Thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us very quickly a little bit about you and what you do, and then the fundraiser that that you're working on.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to have a chance to talk to our people, to our community in Dearborn and Dearborn Heights, and I'm sure some other communities as well. I've been in the field of domestic violence prevention as a interventionist for over 30-plus years. Started when I worked with Access in 1988. Well, actually, the concept of First Step Shelter that I began to bring awareness to the community, they came to Access and they began to talk about they have shelters for battered women. I took into interest and I went to their shelters and I saw what the type of services they have, and I really mm-hmm. liked it. Mm-hmm. So it became a passion for me to mm-hmm. work, especially when it deals with our community and women sure. who are, you know, who has a language barrier, lack of transportation, lack of family supports, lack of money, of course, not getting enough services. So I thought that would be great to get involved in such cause.
Absolutely. How huge is this issue in our community?
It's pretty, you know, although our culture, as you know, everything we're supposed to be not talking about it, but this
is something. Taboos.
Yes. Yeah, you know, taboos, it became a taboo, but I think, thank God, due to so many good people that are trying to spearheading some of the programs to help women and to bring awareness. And I also have a class for the batterers that is appointed by the courts that they send me those who batters into the class to, you know, to help them learn about their anger, learn about their stress, learn about when you are at Rome, you do like Romans. You cannot practice what you practice back home here in America. You know, women does have rights, and so is everyone else. And so these classes is about 26 sessions, and pretty much, you know, usually they don't come back. They learn their lessons, not because they want to, but because they have to. And at the same time, they have to pay it themselves for the counseling and the court costs and everything. So they learn. Mm-hmm. They learn the hard way.
Hopefully they do. Now, it is a balance. I mean, women are freer here than, you know, in the Middle East. And at the same time, it is balance that needs to be achieved between freedom and responsibility. I mean, we're still a conservative society. Is that correct?
Well, you know, with the responsibility, I think it should be shared. Not meaning, you know, a woman have to be able to do men's job or a man have to do woman's job. But if they share the responsibility in raising a healthy, mentally healthy children, these are going to be the future of our generation. We cannot. By the way, I want to bring attention that, you know, whenever there is some kind of a fight in front of the kids, the court will charge both parents for neglect because these kids are neglected. Exactly. They don't, you know, they're witnessing something violent, and they think it's a normal thing, and the cycle will get repeated when they get older.
Absolutely. And then we're teaching them the wrong thing anyway.
Of course. Yes. And those kids, they have a myriad of issues in school, at home, with their personal hygiene, with their cognitive development, with their social interactions. And there is a lot of things that we have to work on these kids. It could have been prevented easily by removing them from that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Please tell us about the fundraiser that you're doing.
Well, in all honesty, I was on Facebook and I saw, you know, that my birthday is coming up, and they said if you want, you
can request. Happy birthday! You're going to be 21, right?
Yeah, 21 and plus multiple 21s. And you know, I'm honored. I think if I have to relive my life, I want to be where I am now. Life taught me to be a better person, and I have a long way to go. So I thought, you know, this is a good cause, and if whoever wants to send me a card or something, don't send me a card. Donate even a dollar. I think it was on Facebook, you know, $200. That was something that anybody could send a dollar to add to $200. And we will say this is on behalf of the Arab American community that, you know, we are contributing. And last year, I got some money from our Islamic Center of America, and I donated on behalf of our community and our mosque.
What's the money going to be used for?
Okay, this one, they have so many services. I think from what I read about it, I tried to contact First Step, and I think they are in transition right now in the intermediate director, so they never returned my call. But knowing the money that we have donated before, it goes to gain information about domestic violence awareness. Sometimes, you know, they provide a lot of services on call. You know, this is a nonprofit agency, and it's, you know, it provides a lot of information, 24 hours, helpline. They have also...
What's the name of the agency one more time, please?
First Step Shelter.
First Step, okay.
Yes. And their phone number is 734-722-6800.
Are they associated with the First Step thrift store on Ford Road?
They have quite a few sites. Their main office is on, I believe, off of Cherry Hill in Westland, by Heritage Hospital.
Sure.
I forgot that street.
That's okay. So how can people contribute to the fundraiser campaign? They go to your Facebook?
They go into where fundraisers, and I had requested to provide fundings, and I believe the money goes straight to First Step.
Okay. So if I just go to Facebook and type your name,
and
then your page will come up, and then we'll see the fundraiser. Okay, sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. You know,
and again, this is an ongoing thing, and even they don't have to, pay money. They can provide services. They can provide some kind of a volunteer. They can help a woman try to somehow provide transportations. There's so many ways they can assist the shelter.
Sure. Have we gotten better over the years? I mean, I'm sure. You know, years and years ago, when our men and women came from different countries, you know, the abuse was more prevalent than today. Have we gotten better?
We came a long way, but yet we have a long way to go.
Exactly.
I think because of the awareness, especially after O.J. Simpson's issues with domestic violence, and they saw the consequences of what really happens, the law got much tougher. As well, before, when the police used to get summoned, they used to just tell the man to behave, otherwise he'd be jailed. Nowadays, it becomes the people versus the perpetrator, versus the person who's doing the abuse, the abuser. And they have to be right away be removed from home. They have to go to jail. They have to wait in jail until they get arraigned. And they have to be able to seek counseling. Minimum is 26 weeks. And each session, they have to pay by themselves. They also have to be able to attend court mandatory community work. I mean, it's a big thing.
Sure.
It's not like the way it used to be where you get slapped on the hand and don't do this again.
Yeah.
And this is why
I've
seen it. It's improving. But people lack of this such consequences. And the more we talk about it, the more we empower women, because we don't call them victims anymore. We call them survivors. The more the women know what to do, we will help her with her self-esteem. We'll help her with, you know, being able to find the right support system, help her with the children. These are type of services that, you know, again, I'm getting ready to retire, but I do have private practice, and whenever I get called, you know, I provide the right supports or the right referrals to the agencies that needed access. You know, now they have a big support for such things, and they can call Access in Dearborn. 313-945-8380, and they can, this is the operator, and they can just switch them to the right department. I'm sure ACC, the American Arab Chaldean Council, they also provide services. The mosques are getting involved. Our mosque, the Islamic Center of America, is also getting involved, and we're going to do we're working on a project right now to bring more awareness. So the more we teach, the less, hopefully, tragedies we will have. And again,
Absolutely.
You can't stop it, but you can help it.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and for everything you do for this community. You know, we're honored that you are on the show. And we want to thank you for the fundraiser. Again, if you go to Huda Amin, it's H-O-D-A, and last name A-M-I-N, that's her...
A-M-I-N-E, there's the E.
That is, exactly.
Yes.
And if you go to her page on Facebook, and then you can see the fundraiser, they can contribute. This helps women and helps victims and survivors, rather, of domestic violence. Dr. Amin, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
You're very welcome, Haleem. Best wishes. This is a great show, and I
thank
hope
you.
A lot of people are listening, and they pay it forward. All they have to do is start doing good, and they start feeling good, and they smile, and the love will be passed upon.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much.
Haleem. Thank you very much for this.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a short break. Please stay tuned.
When it comes to reproductive medicine, IVF Michigan Fertility Centers are the recognized leaders. With locations in Bloomfield Hills and five other cities in Michigan and Ohio, IVF has experts in all aspects of the field. As a founding member of IVF Michigan Fertility Centers, Dr. Nicholas Shama is one of the leading reproductive endocrinologists in Michigan and Ohio. Dr. Shama has performed over 10,000 IVF cases and has helped thousands of couples fulfill their dreams of parenthood. American Board Certified in both obstetrics obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and infertility, Dr. Nicholas Sciama is a very caring, compassionate, expert physician that understands not only the medical but also the emotional toil of infertility on his patients. When it's time, get personalized care from Dr. Nicholas Sciama at IVF Michigan Fertility Centers in Michigan and Ohio. Call toll-free 855-952-9600, 855-952-9600. Life is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, Life for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to Life now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
Ziad brand. Quality products from our family to yours. Ziad Brothers Importing offers the finest quality products, including brands like Sultan, Kraft, Nestle, Hook, Rico Picon, Donna, and many more. Ask your retailer to carry these fine products because you deserve the very best. For more information, visit our website at www.ziad.com. That's www.ziad.com. Ziad, quality products from our family to yours.
When you're looking for the best in optical care, Dr. Imad Nakash is your doctor to see. With years of experience and thousands of successful procedures performed, you can trust your eyes to Dr. Imad Nakash. See Dr. Imad Nakash and his professional staff for your eye care needs. There's two locations to serve you. In Hazel Park, call 248-336-3937. 248-336-3937. In Rochester Hills, call 248-299-3937. That's 248-299-3937.
The Rama Relief Foundation provides humanitarian aid into areas inside of war-torn Syria, as well as aid to the refugees who have fled to the neighboring countries in the Middle East. The foundation offers food baskets, container shipment, mental health, education, soup kitchens, and more. Go to ramarelief.org or call 248-990-4247. Any donation amount made to Rama will go to sustaining many lives. Call now 248-990-4247.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. The number here is 248-557-3300, and we are continuing our program for today on the local connections and different issues. Earlier, we were talking to Dr. Amin and her fundraiser efforts toward women who are survivors of domestic violence, and we're going to continue with a good man in the community. He comes from a great family serving this community, and that's Sam Jaffer. Deputy Director of Wayne County Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. We are so honored to be with us, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning, Khalil. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We want to thank you for your time, being with us, and sharing your information with us. And we asked Sam to be with us because, you know, a few weeks back, if you recall, there was an issue in Hawaii where a false alarm went out in regard to incoming ballistic missile, and it really threw the entire state into panic. And, you know, we don't anticipate a ballistic missile coming our way, but we wanted to more understand what can we do if there is an emergency, how does it work, what do we have to do, who do we listen to, and Sam was kind enough to be with us. So before we start, Sam, could you tell us a little bit about you and your department and what you do, please?
Yes, Khalil, thank you. I am a career life law enforcement officer, first responder. I retired from the Detroit Police Department, and my last assignment, I was a supervisor running the Special Operations Unit and the Community Relations Unit at the Northwest District, which covered probably majority of the population of Detroit, 348,000 residents. Covered Telegraph to the Lodge, Ford Road to 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Detroit College of Business, later became Davenport University. I got a double major, a bachelor's in management and a minor in human relations. I also attended Eastern Michigan University Staff and Command, and I've completed the Professional Emergency Manager Study in the state of Michigan and National Incident Management System under the federal government, which is the emergency system that we operate under when dealing with emergencies. Consistent on making sure one of the number one priorities is protecting the general public of Wayne County and the citizens. So he's a great supporter for our department and really helps push the agenda of making sure that we're prepared for response and recovery. As you know, preparedness is paramount.
Absolutely.
You wanted me to talk about the Hawaii, about how to be prepared in case we ever have an emergency. That's a great question.
Exactly.
I don't want to elaborate on their mistakes, but what we do in emergency management is we take mistakes and we mitigate and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes again. I don't know exactly what happened in Hawaii. I know a message came out, but they sent the wrong message. In Wayne County, we have an EAS system that's extremely important in sending across information through television, your major television stations like here in Southeastern Michigan, WWJ 950 AM and WJR 760. The emergency alert system is a national public warning system that requires broadcasters, cable television systems, wireless cable systems, satellite digital audio radio service providers, and direct broadcaster satellite to provide the communication capabilities to the President of the United States, to the American public during a national emergency. The system also may be used by state and local authorities to deliver important emergency information. So we're fortunate we have that system, and we've also latched on to the new system that a few years has been developed through FEMA, is the IPAWS system, Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. The nice thing with IPAWS, we can send out messages now to a geographical area, and it will go to the cell phones of every individual within that area that the warning needs to be received. For example, if you're in Wayne County, maybe you're in the, say, Trenton, Downriver area, we can send a message specifically to that area so we don't alarm people on other sides of the community where that emergency isn't effective as it would be in the area that we're shooting for. So we have several ways of reaching out to the general public, and we consistently practice with our local partners, local police departments, fire departments, the state, and federal partners also.
So what do we need to do if we receive a message, alerts, things like that?
Excellent question. If you receive a message alert, it could be through your local community sirens. You want to tune in to your television station. You want to tune in to the radio and listen, because anytime there's a warning, it's going to be followed by instructions. Make sure that you get those instructions. And extremely important, I wanted to add, Khalil, my immediate boss is a director. He's a former director of state police. We're fortunate to have a staff that has a great background in dealing with emergencies. And we go out continuously throughout the community. We have public forums. We speak to people. We've been to churches, schools, talking about safety and what to do for emergencies. One thing I want to add, Khalil, I know it's an opportune moment because, you know, it's not always that we have this airtime on the radio. Every family should have a emergency preparedness plan.
Exactly. Okay? That was going to be my next question. Go ahead, please.
Yes. It's very important that our listeners hopefully have this information. If they don't, please start getting a plan together. Number one, you want to get an emergency kit, emergency supply kit. Be prepared to improvise and use what you have on hand to make it your own for at least 3 days, maybe longer. Because you got to remember, most of the time, if we, God forbid, we have some type of weather disaster where buildings collapse, by the time we get national resources and so forth really in place and the command center set up, you know, it could be, you know, hours. It could be a couple of days before we get all the resources needed. So during that time, you want the basics. While there are many things that might make you comfortable, think first about fresh water, food, and clean air. Homeland Security was developed under President Bush II, and we have a responsibility. As Homeland Security, we prevent and protect from terrorism. And our emergency management aspect, we respond and recover to emergencies, you know, to safeguard lives and property. So we have two functions, and day in and day out, we're preparing. We're practicing with our local partners. We just completed a Great Lakes Water Authority exercise with Macomb County, Oakland County, spearheaded by the Great Lakes Water Authority and the City of Detroit. So we're always doing something. So if there's no emergency, we're either training, preparing emergency responders, talking to citizens. But we're always there for our citizens. If anybody in Wayne County has any questions regarding safety, feel free to call us at 734-728-3711. And we'd be more than happy to give information to any citizen that requests it.
Could you repeat that number one more time?
734-728-3711.
3711.
Correct.
I really want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and give us this valuable information. And please feel free to call on us anytime you feel or you think that there's something the public needs to know, any updates, any contact information. You know, we don't think about these things until they happen, and, you know, the most important thing is to be ready.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that you reached out to me. It's partners like you who make our job easier and help protect the general public. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you, and we appreciate your service.
Ziad Brand. Quality products from our family to yours. Ziad Brothers Importing offers the finest quality products, including brands like Sultan, Kraft, Nestle, Hook, Rico Picon, Donna, and many more. Ask your retailer to carry these fine products because you deserve the very best. For more information, visit our website at www.ziad.com. That's www.ziad.com. Ziad, quality products from our family to yours.
LIFE is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, LIFE for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to LIFE now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
Are you going to start a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood at 734-744-9796. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Najee Abood now, 734-744-9796. New Concept Products and Design, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. New Concept Products and Design, new location, 31185 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Learn more at www.newconceptproducts.com. Call Najee Abood, 734-744-9796.
بدأناه معكم وعهدناكم على أن نستمر بمزيد من المتعة والعروض الحصرية على قناتي زي ألوان وزي أفلام. زي ألوان هي أول وأكبر قناة مسلسلات عربية هندية في أمريكا. أضخم الإنتاجات، مسلسلات حصرية، ومع زي أفلام فأنتم على موعد مع مغامرة جديدة كل يوم لاكتشاف سحر بوليوود. تابعوا حصريا قناتي زي ألوان وزي أفلام الآن في أمريكا على ديش نتورك وسلينج تي في.
أسواق زمزم الواقع على 24065 أورشاد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز ترحب بالجالية العربية والكلدانية. تنزيلات كبيرة على عموم المواد الغذائية في يوم الأربعاء من كل أسبوع. لا تنسوا فريش كاري أوت، جميع أنواع المعجنات، وأيضا صواني الكامبو المشكلة والصمون الحار، لحوم حلال الجالية العربية والإسلامية الملحمة بإدارة قصاب الجالية المعروف سلوان جربوع. زوروهم على 24065 أورشاد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز، أو اتصلوا بهم على 248-476-0300. أسواق زمزم للمذاق عنوان. لجميع طلباتكم اتصلوا على 248-476-0300. أسواق زمزم للمعاملة الراقية وكرم الضيافة عنوان.
welcome back, and thank you for being with us. We've been talking to Sam Jaffer. He's with the Wayne County Emergency Management. He's the deputy director there, and he gave us really valid tips and on what we need to do if an emergency, you know, takes place in this area. And he gave us a website, ready.gov, www.ready.gov, and the number there is, not there, but at the emergency county, is 734-728-3711. You have any questions, give us a call or give them a call. They'd be more than happy to really assist you. Every family should have a plan in case of an emergency. You don't want to wait until something happens because you're not going to find anything. I'm not sure if Ibrahim is with us or not. We were going to talk a little bit about taxes. We'll see if he gets the chance to call. We wait for him. I just want to give you a little update on the housing market. The housing market is still going very strong. We don't have that many homes on the market. So if you have a home, you know, you can really get a good price for it if you want to sell it. If that's what you want to do, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to do an analysis on your home. Every time there's a home in the neighborhood and it goes on sale, affects your market value. So, let me know what's going on, and I'll be more than happy to work with you. Number is 313-819-0101. And if you go to michigan.com, you can find a lot of information on there. Now, if you're buying a home, this is a perfect time right now in the winter time. And why it is that not many people are looking for homes, and we can negotiate a good price, and you don't have to really compete with a lot of people. There's a difference. When May and June comes around, you're going to have to pay more than asking price. Right now, most likely, you're going to have to pay either asking price or less. We can, and you don't have that much competition. So this is a perfect time. If you're looking for a home, give me a call. There, we have a restaurant for sale in Dearborn. El Ajami restaurant is for sale, and it's a great restaurant. It's an upscale restaurant. It's a very nice, well-established restaurant, and the owners want to retire, and they're selling the restaurant. It's a great deal. Give me a call if you're interested in buying a great working restaurant in generating, you know, quite a bit of profit as well. It's very profitable, doing well. If this isn't something that you're interested in, give me a call. 313-819-0101. And again, you can go to our website as well, and then there's information there as well. Yeah, michigan.com. Again, if you're looking for a restaurant, it's 313-819-0101. Anything you need to know about real estate, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to provide you the information you need. Jerry, good morning. Are you still on hold?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How are you today? I don't have a lot of time, but I don't want to keep you on hold. Please make it quick.
Thank you. Mr. Khalil Hashim, I want to appreciate Mr. Sam Jaffer, the Deputy Director of the Emergency Management for the Homeland Security. And he brought a good point about in case of emergency, for God forbid, like every family have enough supply of water. يعني مثل خليل هاشم هذه نقطة مهمة جدا إلى جالياتنا الماء العذب يجب لأنه الماء هو خير وسيلة للحياة في هذه الأيام فلا سمح الله إذا تعرضت المياه إلى التلوث فهذه كارثة كبرى فأرجو منك خليل هاشم أنه كل جالياتنا يكون عندهم ما لا يقل عن 10 جالونات من المياه يوميا في بيوتهم وذلك تحسبا للمستقبل لا سمح الله شكرا
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate your comment and God bless you. Wonderful weekend. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jerry. Appreciate it. We're going to continue. We're awaiting Dr. Suwan to join us and to talk about spiritual growth. And a couple little items on the housing market. 2018 is expected to be a very hot market. For a long time, home prices did not go up in December. This year, it did. Last year, but, you know, or last September, December, I want to say. So the prices are going to continue to go up. Do not wait if you're on the market to buy. Okay, get in touch with me. We get in touch with the person that who does the loan for you. We get that ready because you have to be ready. You have to be. You can't start looking for a home and you're not financially ready. So, what's, you know, we need to take good care of that first. Then we move to how, you know, we can find you the home that you're looking for and then put you on that home or sell your home, because we have to do a lot of preparations to sell your home, you know, because we want to get you the most money for your home and with the least hassle. You know, you shouldn't really spend a lot of time thinking about it and spend a lot of time worrying about it. You know, you should think about it, but not worry about it. And then, you know, we will help you through to make it very easy for you and get you the price that you're looking for. And then do the legal work for the paperwork for you, the legal process, the documentation, the marketing. We do all of that for you. So give us a call, 313-819-0101. What I'm going to do right now is take a short break, and then when Dr. Sawan comes back, so we'll be on for the last portion. Please stay tuned.
منظمة رحمة للإغاثة تعمل بجد وتفان بهدف خدمة الإنسانية خصوصا في المناطق المنكوبة بسبب الأوضاع في سوريا، وتعمل أيضا في دول الجوار التي تستقبل اللاجئين السوريين وتقدم خدماتها الإنسانية للجميع دون أي تمييز. للتواصل مع المنظمة الهاتف رقم 248-990-4247 أو الموقع الإلكتروني rahmarelief.org.
أسواق زمزم الواقع على 24065 أورشد ليك في مدينة فاركمنغتون هيلز ترحب بالجالية العربية والكلدانية. تنزيلات كبيرة على عموم المواد الغذائية في يوم الأربعاء من كل أسبوع. لا تنسوا فريش كاري أوت، جميع أنواع المعجنات، وأيضا صواني الكامبو المشكلة والصمون الحار، لحوم حلال الجالية العربية والإسلامية الملحمة بإدارة قصاب الجالية المعروف سلوان جربوع. زوروهم على 24065 أورشد ليك في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز، أو اتصلوا بهم على 248-476-0300. أسواق زمزم للمذاق عنوان. لجميع طلباتكم اتصلوا على 248-476-0300. أسواق زمزم للمعاملة الراقية وكرم الضيافة عنوان.
بدأناه معكم وعهدناكم على أن نستمر بمزيد من المتعة والعروض الحصرية على قناتي زي ألوان وزي أفلام. زي ألوان هي أول وأكبر قناة مسلسلات عربية هندية في أمريكا. أضخم الإنتاجات، مسلسلات حصرية، ومع زي أفلام فأنتم على موعد مع مغامرة جديدة كل يوم لاكتشاف سحر بوليوود. تابعوا حصريا قناتي زي ألوان وزي أفلام الآن في أمريكا على ديش نتورك وسلينج تي في.
قشات ميديترينيان ماركت بإدارة سهر قشات وأولاده يرحبون بالجالية العربية والكلدانية، جميع أنواع المواد الغذائية، ألبان طازجة، الكرزات والبهارات الطازجة. داخل الأسواق مطعم ميديترينيان شيش كباب يقدم يوميا جميع أنواع الكباب، المقبلات العربية العراقية وصواني الكامبو المميزة. تفتح الأسواق من 8 إلى 9 مساء من الاثنين وحتى السبت، ومن 8 صباحا إلى 9 مساء يوم الأحد. تقع الأسواق على 2839 North Western Highway في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. لحوم حلال للجالية الإسلامية، لطلباتكم من المطعم كول 248-538-7855. That is 248-538-7855. قشة ميديترينيان ماركت، خدمة متميزة ومعاملة راقية.
Welcome back and thank you for being with us. This is Khalil Hashem from MichiganMichigan.com and US Arab Radio. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Laila Al-Husni for her contributions to starting this wonderful radio station and starting this project. You know, it's unfortunately we don't in the local media, we don't really receive the support that we should or we deserve for all what we do, you know, whether it is the magazine online that I edit and supervise, or the radio that Layla really put together. It doesn't really take a lot to give us support so we can continue doing what we're doing, providing the information that is really important for this community. And, you know, and whatever businesses, if it is sponsorship or advertisement, it is considered business expense. It is considered, it is tax deductible. It comes back to you. And this is a great contribution if you put an ad, you know, with the Michigan or with the US Arab Radio, you know, buying that ad once a year or twice a year, whatever it is, to you is a small expense and it comes back to you. To us is a huge support because it shows that the community cares. It helps us with providing resources, you know, for news, for information, for valuable information. You know, we talked earlier about harassment to women and you know, different kind of issues. And then we also talked about emergency management and what you need to do. We provide you very valuable information, and we appreciate your support. Good morning, Dr. Sawan. Dr. Sawan?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Khalil.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for being with us. We're always honored to have you on the show. As I mentioned to you, you know, this is we're going to continue for a few more times to talk about this spiritual, you know, growth and spiritual, you know, enrichment. And today we'd like to continue with that if it's okay.
Of course. You know, Khalil, you know, I was actually thinking of the most important thing that we should discuss this morning. And the most important thing about spirituality is that we shouldn't try to control and monitor every part of our life because mm-hmm. we will be victims of our own imagination and belief because mm-hmm. we will not be able to do that. You know, life does not cooperate all of the time. And like when we lose health or loved ones, or if we are not happy about major life events like loss of job or loss of income or being cheated on or divorced or you know, due to relocation, like these major life events could be very disturbing. And we may be buried inside our sadness and feel oppressed and victimized. Now, this may happen to, you know, people individually or, you know, like as a family or, you know, the, you know, where they will be feeling insecure. And we feel, you know, like disempowered and insecure and emotionally imbalanced and disturbed. So I would say that the only thing that may help, you know, would be being spiritual about it. I mean, some people may try to feel empowered by looking for a transient state of happiness, like entertainment or looking for more money or new relations. And they may get actually, you know, like stuck. And, you know, like...
But that would sound like it is temporary, you know. I mean, we're talking about something, you know, a lot long-lasting, aren't we?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, and the reality that nothing will regulate emotional imbalance like being spiritual. I mean, this is extremely important, and developing one's spirituality is more important than financial achievement, in my opinion. Sometimes even financial achievement may actually, you know, lead to disasters. I mean, you know, look how many people, you know, after they get money, they do not use it in the right way. I mean, you know, like we heard horror stories about people when they have, you know, like more money and enough money and more money, they will start, you know, destroying their own families and looking, you know, like, and they start making bad decisions in their life, like, you know, being alcoholic, or they may go on drugs, or they may cheat, they may break their families. I mean, you know, of course, you know, money is important, but if we use it the right way, but it could be destructive if we use it in the wrong way.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like, in my opinion, that, you know, financial achievement is not everything in life. Just I want you to know that despite of the immense scientific progress and medical advancements, that have been, achieved in the last few centuries, there is a huge decline in the mental health. I don't know if you agree with me.
Absolutely, absolutely, 100%. And I see it more among the younger generation, than the older established one. And that kind of pains me quite a bit. Our community, they used to say, people coming from a different culture. Well, look at the people that are born here. They don't have that spiritual strength, and they need that.
Exactly. I agree 100%. So I agree. Rates of depression and the use of antidepressants and suicidal rates have been increased during, the last years. And, we don't know why. I think because people are, they are like more thinking about financial achievements and about, material, more than being materialistic, if you will, more than being spiritual. So, there are so many studies that show that suicide rates are much higher in wealthier nations than in poorer countries. And this is really so sad. Look, we're trying, to make money and be more materialistic, and then we end up with more depression and being more on antidepressants and, with more suicidal rates. This is really so sad.
So what should we do?
I would say that spirituality can help us process life events in more realistic way. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
And, people who are spiritual and who believe in God and who believe, who will grasp, the meaning of life. You know what I mean? They will actually process life events in a better way. For example, let me give you, an example of somebody who's, for example, losing a job or, losing loved ones, or maybe, who had a broken family or something like that. These are like very huge life events. If we do not think about the meaning of life, and if we do not think that everything in this life is transient, really, there is nothing permanent. I mean, we are all belonging to God, and we are all returning to God. So if we have this feeling, and if we believe in it, and if we work towards this, very important fact, we will be more spiritual about things, and we will take those, very major and bad life events as, a way...
And turn them around, yeah.
Exactly, of being more closer and much closer to God and much closer, to our, I would say religion, spirituality. There is lots of it in being religious and lots of it also of helping people. I mean, if you're not being able to be happy with everything that is happening around you, you can try actually, to help other people. You can't imagine, Khalil, how much it is important to help other people. And if you help other people, you will feel the happiness within yourself as well. So
absolutely.
I would
absolutely.
Say that, being religious is very important. Believing in God and believing that we are all returning to God. We're not staying on this earth. Nobody stayed on this earth forever. And, as long as we know that everything is basically temporary and not forever, we will be able to process the life events. And as I told you, the other most important fact that helping people may be very helpful to help ourselves. The most important thing that, I want to focus on is, focusing on the family as well. I would say that nothing would make me happier than telling my kids that I love them. Nothing would make me happier than telling them that they are the source of my happiness, that, they are doing amazing stuff beyond my expectations. I would say that there are so many things that we can do within our family to try to spend time together. I mean, you know, like maybe watching something that, you know, we like, maybe, you know, like going on, you know, like small trips or, you know, like short vacations or, you know, doing things together, you know, as simple as eating together. You know what I mean? I would
absolutely
say that,
you know, the smallest things really make a big difference. If yes. we take the time to really enjoy the smallest things in life with our children, our family, and as you said, it's all based on love, you know. Give and receive true love that is, you know, for the family, for the people you know, for the people you deal with, being genuine about it, I think that's the foundation, don't you think?
Yes, and, you know, there is an amazing way of overcoming, you know, like depression and anxiety and stress. I would say that we are all stressed. There are so many reasons why all of us are stressed. But, you know, there is like an amazing way of overcoming this. And I would tell you something, Khalil, that before I sleep, you know, like every day, I would actually remember that the most important three things that may make me happy that happened during the day. Like, for example, just seeing my daughter in the morning and telling her that I love her. Just, for example, you know, watching my daughter going to school, you know, like, for example, you know, asking my daughter how did she do, you know, like, you know, in her exam. If I try to help somebody, if I bring, you know, happiness or smile to somebody else, the other thing that may make me happy, if somebody is asking me about, you know, how to solve a problem and I try to help them and, you know, this makes, you know, like lots of changes in their lives. So I would say that, you know, there are like so many things that would make us happy. And if we try to remember, you know, like all the blessings in our life, I mean, you know, just, you know, to remember that we are healthy, just to remember that, you know, we are able to walk and talk. There are so many people who are like, you know, like bedridden. There are so many people who, you know, like, who are, like, you know, fighting cancer, and they are just, like, counting days before they go. I mean, you know, we have to count our blessings. And, you know, I think that this is, like, a very, very, I would say, important, you know, fact that we need actually to count our blessings. Without doing that, it will be difficult, really, to overcome the stresses of life. But as I told you, just, you know, remembering three or four, you know, like important things that happened during the day, just before sleeping, may make you feel happier and healthier. And, you know, like the next morning will be better.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Suwan. I really appreciate your input, your information, and the wonderful knowledge that you share with us. And I wish you a great weekend and happy times.
Okay, thank you so much, Khalil.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we want to thank you for spending this hour with us. Again, I want to remind you, if you're looking for a great restaurant to buy, business only, there's a great restaurant in Dearborn. The Al-Ajami restaurant is for sale. Al-Ajami is a well-established restaurant and has been around for a long time. It's an upscale restaurant with a great menu and great clients and great staff. Give me a call, 313-819-0101. Again, it's 313-819-0101, and I'll be more than happy to discuss it with you in the meantime, or any other issue in regard to real estate, you know, buying, selling. This is the perfect time. Give me a call. I want to thank all our guests for being with us, and I want to thank you for listening and for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye now.